Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what the best valued world timer watch is under $30. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So before we get into it, I got to tell you, I've always been a huge fan of guitars. I've owned a couple of guitars in my life. I owned a cool Japanese-made Fender Strat when I was in college, and it was really cool. It was like an off-white color. Very iconic, very cool. I felt comfortable enough at that time to really even take lessons. I was kind of, I don't know, I was in college. I was still finding myself. I think I was too lazy. And then I've owned sort of replicas of, Les Pauls, the classic Les Paul look. And I've had some other guitars, but the guitar I always wanted was a Gretsch. Gretsch. They have that sort of rock and roll, 50s rock and roll, rockabilly sound because they make hollow body guitars and, the pickups they use and all that. But they're very expensive guitars, I didn't think I could really own one anytime soon. And I got to tell you, I think I was delirious one night. I came home, I couldn't sleep, and I just was like, searching for guitars. And I looked up this amazing Gretsch introductory like models. They're called the Streamliner series, which kind of uses the best of everything they have that is Gretsch, but at a very, very good price point. And it's a hollow body guitar, incredible pickups, humbucker style, very 50s. I got it in a sort of gold flake paint it's a gorgeous guitar. You don't feel any compromise on the quality. And the reason I'm going into this is because like watches, I think guitars is my new obsession. I don't think I felt this way about anything other than watches. I mean, sure, I used to love cars, and I'm sure I'll get back into cars eventually, but I don't, like, besides watches and art and shoes and sunglasses and things like that. Like, I don't know, guitar is just such an incredible instrument. It's like a woman. It's shaped like a woman. It produces so many great sounds. And honestly, I'm going to take lessons and learn, and it's become my new obsession. So don't be surprised if you hear more about Gretsch guitars on my future podcasts to come. This is not an ad for Gretsch. But if the Gretsch people are listening and want to give me a guitar, I want a White Falcon. So anyway, let's get into it. I wanted to do this podcast on, something that I'm very familiar with, something that I rarely get to talk about. I kind of started my career this way with my first real watch was a Casio calculator watch. And I just remember how cool that was and what an impact it had on me, and that I felt like I was part of something. And it was, at the time, I remember, I don't know, whatever it was, 70, 80 bucks. I don't even remember what it was. They were like under 100 bucks, or they were 50 bucks. But to me, it just seemed like an impossible thing. And I remember I was 12 years old. My family and I, we went to some local Denny's or something like that. And my dad gave me the watch, and I thought I had died and gone to heaven. And, Casio's really were, the brand that almost, is responsible for jamming a giant wedge in the Swiss watch industry. I mean, they made watches very inexpensive and very affordable. And, people were like, well, why should I buy a Swiss watch for hundreds of, if not thousands, when I can buy a cheap calculator watch that will be reliable and do everything I need and more? and it will be digital. So Casio, of course, you know, in recent years, very well known for the G-Shock, and the G-Shock being one of those really iconic watches that is even respected by watch collectors who collect extremely expensive watches. So they released a world timer called the AE1200WH-1A World Time Multifunction Watch. And I gotta tell you, it's very reminiscent of my calculator watch. Black, it's a black resin strap. It's that typical Casio calculator watch look. It's 39 millimeters in diameter. It's water resistant to 100 meters. The features include multifunction dial with stopwatch, countdown timer, and world time indicator. So it even has a map of the world on it. And it's very easy to navigate between the functions. It's very intuitive. I'm sure it's really light. I haven't held one, but I just know from, you know, from the quality of Casios and the feel of them, they're pretty light. But yeah, I mean, this watch retails for $24.95 or $25. You know, if you're looking for a great tool watch and, you know, you don't want to concern yourself with, you know, it getting stolen or people gawking over it or whatever, it's kind of like it's very nondescript in a way. You know, that's the nice thing about these Casios, is as much as they haven't really changed the look of this, of the design or the style, I mean, it's got a shit ton of functions, but the functions are incredible. I mean, it's also got 5 alarms, which is pretty amazing, and it's got a 10-year lithium battery. So I mean, for the money, If you're like traveling or whatever you're doing, whatever you're trying to accomplish in life, you want something really that's a bang around, knock around watch that's not going to break the bank, that has a shit ton of functions. If you travel a lot, you know, you swim, I mean, it's got alarms. It's like the perfect world traveling watch for that person who just does not believe in spending a lot of money on a watch, yet understands and respects, you know, having a watch that's utilitarian and that can pretty much handle anything and that, you know, can be worn in any situation. And I think, for lack of a better, yeah, that's what this watch is. It's a tool watch. It's a utility watch. It serves a purpose. It may not be the best looking watch on the planet, but you know, I don't know many watches that are world timers, that have 5 alarms, that have all these other functions, that's water resistant for under $30. I mean, shit, it's hard to find, you know, in the watch world, it's hard to find that. I don't even know if they make anything like that that has, you know, if they did, it would probably be like, in a mechanical watch, it would probably be like at least 100 to 200 grand, you know, just to do that. So yes, it is a quartz, it is a battery-driven watch, but at the end of the day, it has the functionality, that practical functionality that some are looking for, that aren't concerned with aesthetics, that just understand and want the tool watch look, you know, that don't want to spend 2 or 3 grand on a Tudor or a grand on another, you know, nice brand, whether it be an Alpina or a Frederic Constant, or, you know, but they want something that has a lot of functionality. This is the one. This is, you know, I think you can buy this thing. Normally, I don't, you know, advocate people to go other places to buy stuff, but I would say for something like this, you know, go to your local Casio dealer. You can look online. You can even order this on Amazon, actually. This is something I would definitely recommend you buy on Amazon, because it's so cheap, and it's like, you know, you spend that money, that kind of money on socks. You probably spend more on socks than you spend on this watch. But yeah, I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about it. I'm not a fan of the look of it, but I am a fan of the functionality. And I think, you know, there are tons and tons and tons of people who don't necessarily want the Apple Watch and don't want a smartwatch. They want, you know, a functional watch that they don't care if they can get a call on their phone and talk like a secret agent. They just want to be able to travel and know what the time zones are. And you get a more of an understanding too about how World Timer works in a way, and how the maps are, you know, how everything is sort of done, you know, time zone wise. But check it out. I will actually probably even put a link to, you know, Amazon, to the link to, or to the search of where you can buy it, because I just highly recommend it if you're looking for a great sort of, also for a summer watch and that you just don't want to worry about. You can definitely swim and dive with this watch. I mean, you can swim with this watch and sort of light snorkeling, but you wouldn't want to really do any immersive diving with this watch. You know, it's 100 meters, which is 330 feet, but it has a nice display. It's very legible. It's very clean. The size is 39 millimeters, so it's not overly huge. Can be worn by a man or a woman. You know, it's great. So anyway, definitely check that out. You can also reach out to me on my by emailing me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do charge a $150 consultation fee to get started. This gets you an hour of my time, either on the phone or if you're in Vegas, we can schedule something in person. And I basically, you know, pick my brain for, you know, suggestions for ideas. I have almost 30 years of experience from a retail perspective, a marketing perspective. I've had this business since 2012 as a luxury timepiece concierge. You know, I pride myself on my knowledge, and I'm also not afraid to tell you. I mean, listen, I learn every day. So the day I stop learning is the day I stop doing it. And I've learned in luxury, it's not always about having the right answers. It's about getting the right answers. And I'm not afraid to admit either. If I don't know something, I'll tell you I don't know. I'll need to find out. But definitely, it's the best way to engage me is by paying the consultation fee, getting an hour of my time. And if you buy a watch from me, I deduct that $150 consultation fee from the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'm also very excited because in the last 2 weeks, I launched a new online platform to buy pre-owned and new luxury timepieces called Amit's Corner Shop. That's right. So if you go to my website, you go to www.amitdevhonda.com, and you go on the upper right-hand corner, you'll see shop, and that will have, you know, my carefully curated selection of pre-owned and new timepieces that are coming from reputable places that I've been working with for over 20 years, and I coordinate everything. So it's really easy. If you're looking for a pre-owned timepiece and you're looking for something nice and you don't want to pay retail prices, this is a great way for you to get something, you know, at a good price point. And they're all different price points as well. So, you know, I cover the introductory price point from, you know, even Kingsley 1945 watches, which is a brand I distribute. We're going to have some pre-owned pieces on there as well. You know, all the way up to, you know, $100,000, $200,000 pieces eventually. I do have a Patek Philippe World Timer on there right now. You know, it's a beautiful piece in yellow gold. I have an IWC on there, Mark, the Le Petit Prince with a blue dial. I have a Nomos Glashütte watch. I have a Cartier. I have an Omega. And more are coming this month. So definitely check that out. While you're on my website, it's a great place to read my world-renowned blog, a great place to watch a video, listen to a podcast, check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand I distribute. I'm very proud of my website. It's easy to navigate through, and you know, you'll definitely get well informed. And if you're into watches and you're into horology and into getting an education, I highly recommend you use this platform to immerse yourself in the world of watches. If you're on social media, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.